Which then brings us to the next part. James did dangle the idea in his initial spring press conference that, hey, look, they'll at least be looking to see if there is a quarterback to transfer in. Just put a little more experience in there because, right now they have four quarterbacks here. That includes Mason Stahl. Your thoughts on that? Because obviously you're keeping an eye on the portal all the time. Your thoughts on that, and how important might spring practice be to somebody thinking about entering the portal from another program?
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. And I think you have to look no further than the situation Penn State had a couple of years ago with Tommy Stevens. And he obviously was banged up during that spring practice, so it may not be an exact apples-to-apples comparison of what we might see elsewhere. But, you know, a guy who comes in as not a co-starter, but as a 1A and 1B, maybe not a 1 and 2 necessarily, sees the writing on the wall that he is going to be number 2, and that guy who he was kind of neck and neck with is going to inch ahead and keep the job, and he's going to look around. And, you know, the question you always have to ask yourself is, when you're looking at these transfer portal options, is, well, why couldn't he beat out the guy that's on campus at his old school? And is that guy... what would that guy who he was beat out by, what would he do on our campus? And I think you always have to ask yourself that. But at the same time, if you're not looking for a starter, if you come through spring practice and you say, you know what, we're in really good shape here with what we have, and we'll bring someone in with Sean Clifford to compete. But like with Tommy Stevens down at Mississippi State, if he doesn't come in and compete and win the job, what is he going to do for us otherwise? You know, maybe Penn State finds a guy like that. You mentioned a veteran guy with some experience, and I don't know. That might be tougher to come by because that guy might be looking for somewhere he's more likely than not to get on the field with NFL draft aspirations in mind. So maybe you get a middle, not a middle class guy, but, you know, someone who's maybe been on his campus 2 years, 3 years at most, and has a few years left, though, either because of a red shirt or the extra NCAA year, or maybe plans to go to graduate school, whatever. Maybe that's the route they go. So it's not easy to find these guys in the portal. Obviously, the good ones have a huge market, and that's the other problem, too. But, yeah, I don't think there's any question that they have to keep their eye out and keep evaluating because they're in a really unique spot right now where they have one guy who's played a lot and three guys, two on scholarship, who haven't played at all. And when you talk about Christian Ayew, you know, he didn't have a senior season in high school, so he didn't even have that to continue his development. So, yeah, it's a pretty precarious spot in that room right now, numbers-wise. And it's one you would love to clear up through the transfer portal to get you through this year until, you know, those 222 guys arrive at this time next year.